Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
7 o'clock hour. Welcome back to the WIP Morning Show. John Johnson in for Angelo Cataldi today. And although we're talking a lot of 76ers, we're also talking a lot about the Philadelphia Eagles as we are closing in on a Sunday matchup out in Las Vegas against the Raiders. And nice enough to join us on the line as he joins the WIP Morning Show each and every week is Brandon Graham. Brandon, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Brandon, first and foremost, we're closing in, I think, on a month since your injury. How are we doing?
We doing good. I get my cast taken off on Monday, and I get the rehab process starts for me as far as, like, getting back into the walking phase and, you know, and then everything just uphill from there.
Okay. Brandon, before we get into, the build-up to Oakland and then look back – excuse me, Vegas and look back at Tampa Bay – Zach Ertz, traded just a few days ago. In my opinion, one of the most underrated Eagles in a long time. You two have had a great relationship over the years. Tenured Philadelphia Eagles. Can you speak to Zach, your relationship with him, and just the person behind the player?
Well, you know, Zach is, as you know, what you see him crying on his interview. You know, he really loved Philly, and that's one thing I know Zach does. And Zach was just very appreciative all the time, and man, just wanted to win. And me and Zach, you know, we built our relationship over the years, and man, I'm thankful that I got to cross paths and win the Super Bowl with him. And man, it was one of those things where I'm happy that he got to go somewhere where at least that he goes during the off season. That's Arizona, and man, it worked out perfect for him, and I'm hoping I can't wait to see what he does because I know he's still got a lot in him, and man, it's tough. It's tough to see him in that red. Well,
yeah.
Man, it's hard to see it, but I'm thankful that he at least went somewhere that, you know, that's gonna give him a shot.
Absolutely, we'll be rooting for him. So Eagles are 2-4 thus far under a new coaching staff. You're coming off a tough loss to the Bucs last Thursday, Brandon. How do you think the defense played against Brady?
I think we played okay. We made stops when we were supposed to, and I think that we only gonna keep getting better because I think a lot of guys have a new role and they're getting used to the role as they go on the fly during the season because a lot of guys been hurt. Like of course up front, there's a lot of guys playing now have a bigger role because I'm hurt now, and I think those guys gonna keep getting better every week. And man, I think, you know, this team is going to keep getting better every week because there's a lot of stuff that's going on, a lot of new things going on. And, you know, I'm excited for my team because I think that our attitude is right. I love, you know, how coach comes in every day. You know, we got to flush it out and get ready for the next week. You know, I know a lot of people don't like, you know, us losing and stuff like that. And we don't want to lose. But I think that our team is really getting better every week, especially on defense. And, just excited to see how this thing ends.
Now, Brandon, you have such a unique perspective, you know, being your tenure with the franchise in the NFL. When you're watching the defense now, unfortunately, I know you wish you could be in there, and we all wish you could as well. When you're watching the defense and, you know, fighting that itch, do you ever go to Jonathan Gannon and subtly suggest ideas that you think would help the defense, or do you just leave that to the coaching staff?
You know what? I just encourage coach to let them know, especially, you know, after wins and losses, period. You know, I just tell them just keep going because coach is here for a reason. Coach knows where the issues lie, and we see the same thing that, you know, he sees, and he know that we got some work ahead of us. And I know that for me, sitting and watching, man, it's tough because certain things that I would do, and I mean, it's just you say that's what you would do because that's me watching it from the sideline, like, oh man, you know how you woulda, coulda, shoulda, you know, on the sideline. But I know Coach Gannon is very open to hearing players' opinions on where we at and what we need to work on and what you think that I need to start doing. And that's when you know he's headed for success, because sometimes you could be prideful and be like, you know what, my scheme is this, and we gonna run this, and you just need to get better every week. But no, I think coach definitely plays to the team's strength of whatever we have right now, and he's just gonna keep getting better. And but I think he does lend the ear to see where did he feel he need to work, get better. And I love that about coach.
Now, with the new coaching staff, mistakes will be made, especially first-time play caller like Nick Sirianni, and you learn and you adjust. Brandon, I'm sure you've heard, and you may even remarked about it from time to time, about the lack of running game to this point, and resulting in a poor time of possession, among other things. Brandon, are you seeing exhaustion from the defense due to the amount of time they're spending on the field?
Well, you know what? You do wear down on defense, but what we always talk about is it don't matter how many plays we out there. We gonna band together, and we gonna make sure that we get it done. Because if we stopping, we got to get off the field. That's number one. And it don't matter how many opportunities we get out there, but that's opportunities for us to make plays. And so it's just how you look at it. I think that coach is gonna keep getting better with whatever his calls are. I trust coach. I know he has a method to his madness, but I know he sees what you guys see, and I'm sure it's going to start picking up more, especially getting guys like Lane back and Brooks to be back soon. And I'm just excited for coach, because I know that a lot of guys unexpectedly got hurt up front, and then with Lane going away for a minute. I mean, it's all about the trust. It's all about the trust and knowing who's in and knowing your personnel. And so to come to coach defense, I think that coach, you know, is going to keep getting better with that, because now he got his guys back, and I think it's going to increase a lot more.
Now, looking ahead to Sunday, Raiders, they certainly didn't miss John Gruden last week. Taking it to the Broncos, when you look at Vegas, what stands out to you?
You know what? I think it's those guys just getting better too. They went through some things with losing the coach, but I think they're playing for this for the interim head coach, and I think that you know, we got to make sure we bring our energy and if anything, you know, set the tone early. And you know, get ahead early against them, because that's a sneaky team. They talented. They got a running game with Josh Jacobs you know, David Carr. He definitely can make the throws. He can. He's a veteran quarterback, and whenever you're going against a veteran, you know that you gotta disguise things. You gotta make sure that you you know, get them to look at certain looks. I mean, different looks, because you know, those guys will rip you up to be 7-on-7 back there, and we obviously got to stop the run, of course, in order for us to get in passing situations so that we can get off the field. So I think that we just got to execute our game plan and make sure that we get after Carr and stop their running game.
Now, final question I have for you, Brandon. We know how involved you are in Philadelphia sports, how you root for each and every team. I also know how active you are on social media. You paying attention to this Ben Simmons drama?
Yeah, I hate to see it. I hate to see it because we really do got an opportunity here with our team. And I mean, if anything, I know you should want to get back to where you was at, because we let one slip last year, and with the team that we do have, we got a lot better too. We got Drummond now, because he's from, you know, being in Detroit. I've been watching him a long time. I think that's going to be a great addition. And then I just want people to be happy. So, you know, I hope they get that situation taken care of so that the distractions can go away for whatever it is. If he's going to play or if he's not going to play, you know, let's just get it going, because I do love seeing the Sixers and going to the games. And I think we do got an opportunity with the guys that we have here. And I hope that Ben is a part of that.
Brandon, thank you as always. Appreciate you coming on.
Thank you. You have a great one.
Oh, you too, Brandon. Look at Brandon taking the high road there.
Well,
how about that?
All you'd have to know is what he said there at the end. I like people to be happy.
Yeah, really.
I think they miss that energy at practice and games.
Certainly.
You know, not having him there.
Yeah, I mean, it's a
huge and the play.
Ben has always been very, like, he's very highbrow. He's Hollywood. He puts himself on a pedestal all the time. So it bothers me to this very moment when Joel said yesterday that he still hadn't spoken to Ben. I still find that hard to believe. You spent 6 years together. He's supposed to be your partner in crime.
Well, John,
it's
1-1-A. Were they ever close?
No, they were never.
They
that,
never
no.
struck
well,
me
that
as
clearly
you know,
tells,
buddy buddy.
Right, they were never that close. But that tells you the depths of their relationship. There was none.
Well, I mean, Shaq played with Kobe.
Yeah, that's true. They couldn't stand each other.
You know, it's basketball. I mean, the problem is you get tired of talking about somebody that's not there. Right. You're starting a season. You're supposed to have high hopes. You're supposed to have what's expected of you. You're a great player. How would you like to always be asked questions about your ex?
Right.
No.
Yeah.
I mean,
right.
I mean, you know, come on. This is this team. And they're making – I do – the caller that called about, you know, Silver getting involved, and maybe he puts a trade together.
Mm.
God knows. I mean, this is a big deal. The Sixers are a big deal.
Wait, hold on. Are you suggesting that the commissioner may get involved to the point where he helps orchestrate a
yes.
trade?
Yes. Yeah, why not?
Well, it
no.
is bad for business.
Whoa.
With
Whoa,
a guy with 4 years left on his deal.
I mean, why not? Why not push him to the table to get something done?
How about Daryl Morey do his job?
Well, no. I would agree with that.
Is that too much to ask?
Apparently it is.
$50 million, you know, I mean, he hijacked the team for more money.
Well, he's supposed to be the great mover and shaker, right, and make the deals and
uh-huh.
do this and do that. I've not seen it.
I'm tired of people singing his praises. Please tell me.
It's not come up big in this.
No. We need an update on a question of the day. I cannot believe that Al Morgan and Rhea Hughes selected sit him and let him rot of our three options. Dan, what do we have?
Yeah, it's brought to you by Armin Cadillac, your Cadillac certified pre-owned headquarters. Visit ArminCadillac.com to view their selection of hand-picked certified Cadillacs. What should the Sixers do with Ben Simmons? 39%. Keep him and let him rot.
Ooh,
very close poll. 31% trade him ASAP.
All right,
and 30% wait till the right offer.
That's
pretty split.
Yeah, it's
a
pretty
fascinating
split.
Poll. How about that? Steve in Egg Harbor Townships on WIP. Steve, how are you, sir?
Good. How you doing? Yeah, I'll tell you what I would do, man. If I'm the owner of this team, I would have them suspend him indefinitely. For conduct detrimental to the team. And I would hire a labor lawyer because businesses have rights too. This guy has violated his contract. I would do whatever I can to try and have this contract null and void, because there's not a GM or a team in the NBA that would give this guy a max contract again.
No, that's a fair point about the whole – I see, but everything you're describing –
You can't do
would
that.
Would be unprecedented.
The Players Association is the sanctity of a contract to them. I mean,
everything's
I don't
negotiated.
Know that you'd win that. I mean, I can see where you're going with it. Like, you know, he's not living up to it. But it's a tough win. It's a really tough win.
It might be a tough win, but, I mean, how are you going to have this guy, I mean, back in the locker room with these players and expect these players to have any respect for anybody in the organization, letting this guy walk in? As Doc Rivers said, you know, come Friday, we're going to let him walk back in. And who knows if they're going to let him walk back in. But I actually think the players on this team can use this as motivation.
Mm-hmm.
I think, look, give Maxie the opportunity. Let's see what this kid's made of. We're not. Maybe we'll take a downward trend defensively. But offensively, don't you think we got to improve with him not on the floor?
I would think you do, yes, absolutely, especially late in games. Steve, let's focus on the positive side of things here. Zach Ertz, a class act. Ray Dinger, a class act. To get you a spin on the wheel, who's another class act?
I'm going with the legendary Michael Barkan.
Michael Barkan. Barkan's a class. Absolutely Michael Barkan. What color glasses is he sporting these days?
Blue.
Still blue.
He stole them from Elton John. Elton John came in town for a concert. And
but he left him on the bathroom counter.
I came in the studio once, and there's Barkan on a xylophone playing away on him. It's great.
Number eight
is a Wendy's gift card, $25 Wendy's gift card.
Now, we've all spoken our piece about Ben Simmons, but we haven't heard some of the notable locals that have made it big time, what they have to say. Are you curious what Charles Barkley has to say about this situation?
Oh, God. Oh,
we're going to hear from Charles next.
They had their first inside the NBA show
last night, right, of the season?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just sitting on bated breath here to what Charles Barkley had to say, and we're going to hear from a GM. Ruben Amaro is going to be in studio next segment as well. Don't go anywhere. It's 7:17.
7:17, and that is time to tell you about what else. Flyers hockey is back. Just a big win the other night. A lot of physical hockey back. And the Flyers are bringing it to Broad this season. You're going to want to catch all the action. Be right there because it was loud at the Wells Fargo Center. Don't miss out on any of the action on Saturday when they play the Florida Panthers. And that is a powerful team this year. 7 p.m. is a puck drop. Get your tickets right now before they're gone. Only at PhiladelphiaFlyers.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
7:24. Welcome back to the WIP Morning Show. John Johnson in for Angelo today.
Yes.
Goodbye to Ben Simmons, even though it's not really gone just yet.
Oh, he's gone.
Oh, he's gone.
Well, look, here's an empty suit.
Well, no, Ruben Amaro. Listen, Dan Donnelly is in the studio setting it up for Ruben Amaro.
But he's got a suit.
He's carrying Ruben's suit
for him.
It's
an empty suit.
Rube's probably got some stuff he's got to do today.
Rube doesn't wear a suit for us.
What the hell is that?
Well, maybe he'll put it on before he jumps in the studio.
What, like Superman? JBL?
Yeah, he's got a closet full of them. What? So, wait a minute. Hold on. You know how when there are times we become so hyper-focused on a topic that
yes.
We, you know, sometimes our judgment can be clouded in terms of how the magnitude of a given
this
topic.
This is the big story. Don't tell me this isn't a big story.
The reason I'm bringing this up is because you know how big it is when you have the non-sports fans asking you questions
the
about
weather
it.
People, yeah.
When you see the weather person remarking about it. When you see
Hurricane sports.
Yeah, like I have family members who know nothing about sports that are trying to get a hold of me to find out about it.
Oh, my brother knows, who literally the other day, no lie, on Sunday, I mentioned Nick Sirianni, and he goes, is he a basketball player? I went, he's the freaking head coach of the Eagles. He walks in yesterday, he goes, so what's going on with this Ben Simmons?
No, even DeCamera was talking about it.
Oh, ow.
All right, hold on a minute.
Al, I heard the strangest thing about him yesterday. We're going to have to bring him in before he starts the show.
What did he do?
He apparently last Sunday had 3 baths in one day.
Wait, hold on.
Now, I'm not lying.
Hold on, let me put it in the right frame of mind. So a man in his mid-40s decided on a given day, I'm going to take not one, not two, but 3 separate baths?
Yep. It creeps me out a little bit.
He lays in like a tepid pool of his own filth?
I choose to think about that, but yes.
Oh, my God.
So we will need to bring him in before his show and grill him about that.
I don't think we're going to like the answers. Do we want to do this?
Yeah.
Oh, Al, you ever take a bath?
No.
Ever?
If I do, I take a shower afterwards.
Whoa. Like
baths are bad things.
You know, we'll circle back to this conversation because I'm grossed about it already. Well, joining us.
Here's the empty suit.
Well, no, hold on. You know what? I can't wrap this up. Ruben Amaro Jr. is in the studio. Ruben,
good morning, guys.
Are you a bath guy?
I've slipped into the bath every once in a while, yeah.
Are you a 3
to
bath?
Relax.
Three bath in a day
no,
guy on a bad
three
day?
I've done three showers.
Yeah, showers
everybody's
happens.
Done that.
Yeah, everybody's done that. Okay. Rube, we have so much we need to talk to you about. Yeah. The biggest story in America yesterday and this morning was what transpired on the Camden waterfront at the Sixers training facility. I know you were following along.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think? What's going on here?
Well, I love what Doc Rivers did. I mean, listen, when a guy is acting in that way, shape, or form, I mean, you just get him out. Get out. And that was a beautiful thing. And I got a lot of respect for Doc the way he handled that.
So what about – so Doc made his comment, but then also said he'd be welcome back at the next practice should he be willing to be involved in the practice.
And I'm okay with that as well.
I mean,
listen, this is a guy who's part of the team still, and until he's not part of the team, then you treat him otherwise. But this is part of the team. He just – if he doesn't buy in and he doesn't buy into the things that the team is trying to do, it's about the team, not about Ben Simmons. And if people don't understand that or believe in that, then they got the wrong thought process because and he is one of them because he's obviously not thinking about the team in any way, shape, or form, and that's where it becomes real detrimental.
Now, this is where it got even more interesting after Doc Rivers spoke because then the most important player to the franchise, Joel Embiid, was quick to jump in front of the microphones. This is the first thing he said.
At this point, I don't care about that man, honestly. He does whatever he wants. You know, that's not my job. You know, that's those guys' jobs. You know, I'm only focused on trying to make the team better, win some games, you know, play hard every night.
I don't care about that man. He does whatever he wants. That's the first thing he said.
That was rough, but it was also great. It was a great comment because the reality of it is it's about the team, and that's what he was focused on. That's what Joel is focused on as a leader of the team and really the franchise player and hopefully for a long, long, long time. But it's about the team. It's not about one guy. It's not about Ben Simmons. It's not about Joel Embiid. It's about the 76ers, and if they continue to focus on that, then I think things will be okay, which is tough. It's tough to do right now.
Is it Embiid looking, you know, these two kind of came in, you know, almost together, you know, 2 years apart or whatever, and Embiid has grown his game. I mean, we still would like him to stay a little bit healthier. I would have liked to have gotten that meniscus taken care of, but he has kind of grown his game, and he's watching a guy who has all the talent in the world, and hasn't grown his game. Mm-hmm. And now is trying to literally, you know, force his way out because of not doing that. Have you ever had like two players on a team who were both very talented? One grew and matured and the other didn't, and it just became untenable?
I mean, it has happened, but it hasn't happened to this extent. And the reality of it is, I was fortunate enough to be able to steward, you know, some really great and high level makeup guys, and so I was really fortunate in that regard. Not everybody was perfect; there were some divas out there. But the reality of it is that we were very fortunate, and that was something that was important to us. And when you're in the clubhouse, man, and especially when you have as few people as you have in the basketball team,
yeah.
It's very small.
I mean, it becomes very difficult. If one guy goes south on you, it can be real difficult. And as a guy as important as Ben Simmons, I mean, it makes it tough.
Now, do you, when it comes to like the remarks that Joel Embiid made, the most important player of the franchise, they go as far as he does. When it comes to big roster decisions or an issue, maybe not to this degree, will you take the advice or weigh in the advice of a player of Embiid's magnitude?
I typically would not. I would listen if they had something to say, and that's okay. In this day and age, things have certainly changed, but, you know, players don't necessarily have, like, the entire picture. There's a view from 500 feet that is different from the one that's from 0 feet, and honestly, you have to take some things into consideration, especially if you really feel like there's a guy that is really detrimental to the club, and you can listen to those guys. But typically, you listen to your coaches and your staff, and they're probably on the right page as far as that is concerned too.
What about listening to the people above from the league? This is not. I mean, I got to think there's going to be pressure from the league, and I've got to think in every sport, at some point you get a phone call and say, "Get this thing cleaned up."
Yeah, I mean, David Stern stepped in with Michael Jordan starting having some of his issues,
yep.
and kind of put those things to rest. So you may see that in this situation, and I just don't know that Ben Simmons is, you know, of the ilk of a Michael Jordan, just because he's.
Yeah. We're with you on that one.
That's pretty clear, but the reality of it is, you know, it does not look good for the NBA, and if you know, if the commissioner decides that he needs to step in to help Daryl Morey try to move this thing along, then he may very well do that.
Mm. You know who likes chaos, Al?
I love it.
Do you?
Oh,
you
yeah.
know who likes it a little bit more than you?
Who?
Mike from King of Prussia.
Oh, Mad Mike.
Good morning there, Mike.
Hey, thanks for the intro. I appreciate it.
So
I do love chaos. So, but I got to say this, and I'm going to throw this out here, just a little pipe bomb to make everybody really upset. Joel Embiid is a giant man who did not have his knee surgically repaired in the offseason,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I just brought that up, Mike. I agree with you on that.
So just a conspiracy theory of my own here is that the Sixers are in this mode where it's not if Joel Embiid gets hurt, it's when he gets hurt, and they are terrified to be without both of their quote-unquote superstar players, that they don't want to let Ben Simmons go because they're afraid that Joel Embiid's knee is a walking time bomb. So, like, just have that thought in your head and let that rattle around for a little bit, because like Joel, and here's the thing, people are like, Joel's, you know, going to have another MVP type season. I don't know. I think you saw the best of Joel Embiid, and I think he's now going to be, his body's going to be on the downslide.
Yeah, but let me ask you, the obvious question to me is, what difference would it make? Do the Sixers have any chance without Joel, even if Simmons is here?
Yeah, but think of the optics of it, that like you are now without your MVP candidate and your number one pick, and your team that you spent all this time like trying to do this process for is just without any talent again. And
it won't make any difference. You had no shot. You got no shot without Embiid, and you have a player that you're asking to be the face of your franchise who doesn't want to be there.
I'm just saying, like, I think that they're worried about the optics of all this and the situation that they put themselves into. And as much as I blame Ben, I also blame the Sixers organization. This kid has been coddled and called.
No, you're right. Mike, you're right. Like, the organization deserves a lot of blame in this because of how they've treated him ever since he was drafted.
But you have, But you have to understand that this has happened from the time he was born. I mean, this is something that's happened a long time before he became a 76er.
Yeah, look at what he did at LSU.
You're talking about something that's been deeply ingrained in the player, and had it been different, then he would probably have a different type of a makeup.
Now, Mike, I have to ask you to do something that you wouldn't normally do and speak in the positive. Zach Ertz is a class act. Who else is a class act?
I would say if you want, like, I normally would give you a joke answer here just to be a jerk about it, but I'll say this. Merrill Reese is probably a
class act. Reese, of course, is a class act. How about that, Mike? You're about to win something. Do we still have one?
$50 Visa gift card.
Oh,
you can't be negative the rest of the day,
that's
Mike.
Right.
Yeah, how about
that? Got it all out.
Now, Rube, what is the best way for the Sixers to handle this moving forward?
I think they got
to
bench him. I think they got to bench him, and whenever they Daryl Morey gets an opportunity to move the guy for something that he feels is going to be at least of some level of talent back, then I think he got to move him. It's almost addition by subtraction at this stage.
But when you say bench him, he has with the whole CBA setup, and we don't have all the minute details. But you can't just say, hey, you're detrimental, stay home. Like, they have to have the cause and effect portion of it to prevent an issue.
No, benching means he's still on the team, but it doesn't mean that he should be playing. I mean,
so he could be sitting on the bench Friday night in a suit?
It is very possible. I mean, or he could be sitting on the bench in uniform and really not playing. Maybe he's the 12th man, whatever.
Oh, from your lips. That would
please,
just be magic.
Please.
Well, honestly, I think that that's a possibility because is he really prepared to play with this team? Has he worked out with the team? Has he been part of the scheme? Has he been part of the process of them getting ready for the season? He really hasn't. He's been doing stuff on his own. And I know, that he's a talented guy. There's no question about it. And can he get on the court and play and produce? Probably some. But the reality of it is he has not been with the team, and so he has not worked out. He just hasn't been with him. There is a real excuse there for Doc to not play him, put him on the court.
215-592-9494 is how you get involved. Ruben will be with us all morning long. We have a NovaCare doctor coming up. We got Billy King. We got Kyle Newbeck. We got Howard Eskin. I spent 4 hours with Howard yesterday, Al.
Combat
and I,
pay.
I made it out all right.
It was actually 20 minutes.
You're still here.
Got more of your calls on the other side. It's 7:36.
Crisp fall air is here. Football's back in full swing, and so are the big savings at Lexus of Cherry Hill. They are a 3-time consecutive J.D. Power Dealer of Excellence winner for the customer sales experience. Save in person or shop online with their express store and receive complimentary home delivery. You hear a lot these days about the car inventory. It is improving daily at Lexus of Cherry Hill. Over 250 new vehicles to choose from. That's 250 new vehicles. Stop by, visit Ed Sunday, his amazing team. I've been going there for years. They will take great, great care of you. I have complete confidence that they will. So make sure you tell them Rhea sent you. Their team of experts will make sure you're thrilled driving off the lot with a great deal on a newer pre-owned Lexus. So get the Lexus you want at a price you need at Lexus of Cherry Hill. Shop savings in person on Route 73 in Mount Laurel or shop online at LexusOfCherryHill.com. Lexus of Cherry Hill, where the finest automobiles reside.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And Watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
743 WIP Morning Show. Oh, welcome back, everybody. It's the Ben Simmons Show. Rhea, make a mental note.
Yes.
Sometime between now and the end of the show, we have to ask Ruben Amaro Jr. Just say two words.
Yes.
Lance Diaz. And just see where he takes the conversation.
Was that the yelling I heard down the hallway during the break?
Yeah. That was me.
There was a lot of arm waving and a lot of stuff that wasn't okay for the FCC. But I'll be curious to see. We'll talk a little baseball, of course, with Ruben before he gets out of here later on in the show. But we have a guest on the line. Is that right, Rhea?
Yes, we do. We normally do our NovaCare doctor after an Eagles game because, you know, we always have injuries after football. We did not. But we now have a lot of stuff that we can talk to. Dr. Nathan Holmes, primary care sports medicine doctor at Reconstructive Orthopedics in Pittman and Sewell. He specializes in sports medicine, fracture care, concussion management. And for more information, go to reconstructiveortho.com.
Dr. Holmes, thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Well, we have a couple questions we have to ask you. First, I need to start with the Eagles and Lane Johnson, who offensive lineman, a tackle, who just rejoined the team recently. He missed three games while dealing with anxiety, depression issues. How careful does he and really the team have to be with him in reintegrating him from a conditioning standpoint?
Well, there's some data on this. We know from endurance athletes that after about 2 weeks of not training, you'll start to lose some of your conditioning. We know that the patient's VO2 max, or their sort of maximum ability to use oxygen for energy, will decrease by as much as 6% over 2 weeks and up to 10 or 12% by 4 weeks. And so that's really just a measure of how he can use oxygen before he reaches a threshold where he starts to produce lactic acid when he exercises. So they'll lose some conditioning for sure. 2 to 4 weeks in, you'll lose some strength and some flexibility. So you need to treat this seriously and kind of reintegrate him slowly like you would somebody at the beginning of camp, because he's going to be set up for some degree of an increase in risk of soft tissue injuries going forward.
Almost like a pitch count, maybe, right?
Exactly.
Got it. Dak Prescott, obviously, we hate that here, that the Cowboys are having a great season. They're 5-1. But in their overtime win at New England, Prescott suffered a calf injury on the last play. After the game in the postgame news conference, he's got a walking boot. He's hobbling around. Now, the Cowboys got lucky because they're off on their bye week. They're not back till, I believe, October 31st. Cowboys say they're optimistic, but they've been without their receiver, Michael Gallup, since September 9th with a calf strain. So how long when you see the boot, does that immediately go, it's a lot worse than they're saying?
It concerns me. If the injury was bad enough to put him in a boot, it concerns you for an increased grade of injury. Calf injuries are tough. They depend very much on how much is injured and the degree of injury. Typically, you'll use calf sprain to describe a tear, oftentimes in the gastrocnemius muscle, the major muscle in the calf there. And the degree of which that tear is will tell you how long it's going to take. Typically, I see a patient with a low-grade calf sprain. You look at him and say, 2 to 6 weeks, you should be pretty functional on this. But I'm sure they've MRI'd and confirmed the grade.
Well, my curious thing about it is, you know, he obviously missed most of last season with the compound fracture of the same leg. Does any of that factor into it?
In my mind, absolutely. You know, he had multiple surgeries. He spent a period of time immobilized. It's very normal to lose some ankle mobility after that and get some tightening of your Achilles, which will put your calf under more stress. So undoubtedly, that biomechanics issue could have led to this injury for sure. And it's concerning for me, you know, if he's our quarterback, it's a plant foot for him to push off and rotate on. And these are the muscles that you need to provide that power to generate a forward motion.
And we hate to say it, we wish he was our quarterback, but that's an aside for a comment for another day.
No, Dr. Holmes, I don't know if you are aware of what's going on with the Sixers right now and the big drama with Ben Simmons, but he is back with the team a week or so ago, and then he was there was an issue with practice yesterday. He was suspended and sent home, and now it's a question of not if but when he's inevitably going to be traded. We don't know if he's going to be playing with the team again, but he could be looking for ways not to play and still get paid, and one of them is injury. I'm just curious from your standpoint, when it comes to tweaking ankles or something that's Are there varying degrees that are hard to detect where you have to take an individual's word on it?
Absolutely. You know, and I think the fact that everybody in the city of Philadelphia knows the term thoracic outlet syndrome is probably a pretty good indicator of this.
You went right in John Johnson's wheelhouse.
Oh, my God. He went full.
But, you know, a lower grade hamstring injury, a soft tissue injury, there are diagnostic tests. There are certainly objective things that we look for, but it's very normal to get an MRI or get some advanced imaging and not find a lot of pathology and have a patient with a low grade injury that lingers. So, you know, from a medical standpoint, when one of these guys get hurt, it becomes a workers' compensation claim, right? And so there is a nuance to managing somebody with an injury that you can't prove and you're having difficulty finding objective findings of. And you'd hate to see it get to that point, but just like anybody else with a workers' compensation injury, this is what the doctor thought and this is how we're going to proceed with it.
Oh, man. Dr. Nathan Holmes, I thank you so much for that's certainly something to ponder that we're worried about with Ben Simmons now.
No problem. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you, Dr. Holmes. Oh,
I can't believe he went thoracic outlet syndrome. He almost fell out of my chair.
He pulled a Markelle Fultz
on
you.
He pulled a Markelle Fultz on you.
Thoracic outlet syndrome. Rube, you don't have to name names.
Mm-hmm.
You ever have a player who, you know, quote, tweaked something to stay out of a lineup?
Well, I've seen players who have had some pitcheritis in one of the guys that they didn't.
Pitcheritis.
If they had a pitcher that they probably couldn't handle very well, left on left or right on right, and decide that, I feel a little tender today. But that didn't happen all that often when I was playing because guys would see right through it, and the players would get on those guys. I mean, back then, there was one of those situations where people were not afraid to get on their teammates. Nowadays, no chance. That's not happening. Very rarely do you see somebody like a Darren Dalton or someone like that who will just say, look over at you and say, hey, let's go.
Is it the money, Rube, because, a lot of times these guys just become brands unto themselves?
I think that's part of it. There's no question about the branding portion of it. But for me, it's about how you're brought up. And you don't see guys who are taking leadership roles or making that an important element of what they're about on the field. And when you see it, it's rare now. And you think, and you look at a guy and say, "Wow, this guy's really—he's a real great leader." And it doesn't happen often enough. And they don't. And sometimes these guys just don't get mentored by their own teammates all that well. It's just—it's a totally different deal. There's a veteran, minor league player who's been around. Crash Davis has been around forever, right?
Hmm.
And that guy is not necessarily going to go up to a kid who is a young punk who just got $3 million to sign. They're just not nearly as invested in trying to teach them the game and how to comport themselves.
Well, you can't. The physical injury isn't, I don't think, a possibility. Hmm. What's a real possibility
is
the mental anguish because of what's gone on recently. If you have somebody come in here and come in to fill and say, "Wow, you want to put this guy through this?" Look, I mean, there's no defense to it. Whether you want to say toughen up, man, you can't say that.
Al, in the last 24 hours, in the build-up to yesterday and since, there have been many national outlets who have put out the story there was too much responsibility put on Ben Simmons early, and I don't know how a young star would be able to mentally handle that.
See, that's ridiculous. Yeah. To me, that is and that is just – that's the society that we have sort of melded into, and that's not sports, man. You want people who compete day in and day out. The best – makeup people are those who really truly want to compete, and not necessarily for themselves, for the money, for their family, but for their team.
Mm-hmm.
And that just doesn't happen all that much. I know I'm an old head probably when I speak this language, and I understand. Listen, people got to take care of their families, but the reality of it is, it's no longer about the team; it's about the brand, as Rhea talked about before.
Dennis in Mount Laurel's on WIP. How you doing there, Dennis?
John Johnson, how you doing, my man?
Well, Dennis, yesterday was a circus, to say the least. I need your thoughts.
Yeah, well, the circus was in town, and the circus was also in Camden. So, it's half a dozen of one and six of the other.
I mean, Dennis, what happened with Ben Simmons yesterday? They're doing a simple defensive drill. Doc Rivers says, all right, Ben, you're being subbed in. Ben looks at him and says, no. Doc says, come on, Ben, let's go. Ben pauses, looks at him, and says, no. Doc says, all right, fine, go home. So suspended without pay, but he will be welcome back at the next practice if he's willing to participate.
Not after Doc talks to the team.
Yeah, no, that could change everything. You're right. But as of right now.
I would tell him he has to go work for Dan Donnelly at the fish market.
Ooh, yeah.
Why would you do that to Dan? He's a nice kid.
Yeah. Ben's too highbrow for that. You know that.
I've been to his fish market. It's a great fish market, too.
So, Dennis, what do you do then? How do you handle Ben Simmons here? Do you sit there and let him rot? Do you trade him as soon as possible? What do you do?
I agree with Alan Rhea. Let him rot.
Let him rot. So you have to find a way to remove him from the team. You may have to – I don't know. We have to look at the – I don't know the details. We'll ask Kyle Newbeck at the top of the hour because I don't know if you can just remove him from the team and still pay him. I think he may have to be some type of participant. There's a lot of a lot of the fine print of the CBA.
Yeah, whatever hurts him financially, that's the way to go.
Well, to this point, fine $1.4 million by the team. Since returning, he has made $0. Dennis, Zach Ertz was a class act. Who else is?
Chase Utley,
absolutely a class act. Let's give him.
Remember, when you're in Al's presence, it's Saint Chase Utley.
Saint Chase Utley. I didn't know
he did drop the F bomb when the World Series. Well, that was still classic. Here in Philly, it's real classic.
Card to dogs and cats rule. Well, he changed celebrations forever for all teams.
He sure did.
Because now everybody just now that's G rated.
215-592-9494 is how you get involved. You guys on hold, hang tight. We're going to get to each and every one of you. Before we do so, we're going to be joined by someone who does a superb job covering the Philadelphia 76ers. Huh. Spoke to him yesterday about life and love. He recently got engaged in Spain, Al. How did you get engaged, Al?
It wasn't in Spain.
He had to run out of gifts to give her. He had to come up with the engagement ring.
I gave her a multiple choice.
In pain?
Yes, no, I don't care.
Yes, no, I don't care. Let me rot.
Kyle Newbeck is going to join us next. WIP Sports Time is 7:54.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.